Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
It's Pigskin Dispatch Football Archaeology Tidbit Tuesday, and we have Timothy B. Brown joining us to talk about one of our former U.S. presidents and some great decisions that he made as a football player back in College of Michigan. We have more from Tim coming up on this in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hey, it's Tuesday, and we have Tim Brown. Tim, welcome to the Pigpen.
Hey, Darren, thank you much. Always, I look forward to my Tuesday evenings and sharing football time with you.
Yeah, it's a great time, and we have a great story this evening to share with everybody. This is one that's it's almost 100 years old, but it's really pertinent to today's social environment that's going on around the world. And it's also about a former president, and I will let you set that up for you to take hold then.
Yeah, so this is one where I guess the story is I kind of rag on the University of Michigan, and it's not so much them specifically, although this incident did involve them certainly. There were lots of people at fault here, it's just they're an example. For a university that I think typically is, reasonably stand up, group of folks. But so the whole thing here is it's about, standing up for one principle, but not another. And this occurred in 1934 when Jerry Ford was a senior and he was the captain of Michigan's football team, played center. And so, and they were national champs in 33 and 34. So, they were big time stuff. They enter the season though, and they lose to Michigan State, which is not a good thing. And then they didn't even score. They play the next week, they play Chicago, they lose, and they don't score. So the third week of the season, they're playing Georgia Tech. And again, at that point, there weren't a lot of intersectional games, but, this is one. And so, but at the time, Georgia Tech had a rule in place that they did not play games against teams that had black players. And Michigan had one black player, and his name was Willis Ward, who it turned out was a good friend of Gerald Ford. So Ford and Ward were buddies, and and they were both starters for the football team. And so there was controversy, and this happened all the time when Northern teams were going to play Southern teams, and Southern, that borderline, moved about a bit. So Missouri was, didn't play, teams, black players, and there were others, Kansas. And so as the, as kind of the week progressed, it became apparent that Michigan was not going to play Willis Ward. And so, Gerald Ford is looking at it saying, look, I'm the captain of this team, and this is my teammate, and he's a friend. If we're not going to play Willis Ward, then I'm not going to play either. So he goes into the coach's office, Harry Kipke at the time, and he told him he was quitting the team. And it was because of that specific issue. He leaves and everything, and then kind of word gets around what's happening. And this Willis Ward basically asked Ford to go ahead and play you know, he didn't want, you know, I mean, it, you know, it was a very noble gesture on his part, but he didn't want the rest of his teammates to be hurt and Jerry Ford to be hurt because of this policy and the decision that the university administration made. So anyways, it turns out then that they, you know, Ford plays and he was apparently rather fired up for the game and they beat Georgia Tech 9-2. And it turned out to be Michigan's only win of the year. You know, they lost the first two, they beat Georgia Tech, then they lost the rest of their, rest of the games of their season. So that's, you know, there's kind of that, but so the standing, you know, they didn't stand up for one principle. And then there was a kind of a little bit later in the year, Michigan's athletic department learned that there was somebody out there who was like basically making bootleg programs. So they would, you know, use last week's program or whatever names and numbers of all the players. And, you know, they'd sell programs outside the stadium and Michigan didn't want to lose that money. So they notified these people that they were copywriting the rosters and player numbers so that they could potentially, you know, go after them, you know, from a copyright infringement standpoint, which apparently, you know, led to them stopping selling programs. So, you know, so on the one hand, hey, Michigan has had the right to do that, certainly. But, you know, they're chasing this money-oriented issue and out of, well, somewhat out of principle, but they didn't follow up on a more important principle earlier in the year. So it's just, you know, it's an example of just people being kind of two-faced, saying one thing, doing another, you know, that kind of thing. And so, and the other side of it is, I mean, the broader theme is, you know, a lot of times people kind of, you know, if you're out of college and you've been working for a while and you've seen the world and you're one, you know, you have that kind of an attitude, it's easy to take this perspective that these idealistic college students are just, you know, kind of don't know what they're talking about. They haven't really been out there. And yet here's one where this college kid named Gerald Ford was far wiser than these administrators, whether it was Fielding Yost, the AD, or whomever it was at the time. He demonstrated a hell of a lot more wisdom than his supposed elders who were supposed to teach him something at the university. So that's the gist of it, you know.
But another thing that I take from that is, you know, you have the only man that served as president that was not elected, some 40 years later, you know, or 40 years earlier, had the integrity as a teenager, probably, or early 20s, to stand up for the rights of somebody else and, you know, make a sacrifice himself to do so. And yeah, that gives me a whole new respect for Gerald Ford. Not that I disrespected him before,
yeah,
but
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's quite a testament to his fortitude over his lifetime. So,
yeah. And I think, you know, generally, you know, agree, disagree with him on political issues and things like that. I think most people felt, you know, he's certainly an honorable man. Right. And, he kind of played fair and square and all those kinds of things. And so, you know, this is just an early illustration, like you said, of him doing that, you know, basically is what was he, 21 or 22 or something like that at the time?
Yeah. If we only had honest politicians like that in these days, it would be a better place.
Yeah, don't go hoping for things you're never going to get.
That's true. Well, Tim, you know, that's one of your great tidbits from back in February. And if you could share with the audience where they too could learn your tidbits on a daily basis.
Yeah. So, you know, you can find me. I've got a website, footballarchaeology.com. I use the same name on Twitter, not the com part, just football archaeology. So, you know, if you want to follow me on either mechanism, do so. And you can subscribe on Football Archaeology, and that, you know, gets an email into your inbox every night. And then, you know, I've got a couple books out there. If you like the kind of stuff I write about, then you can find those on Amazon and most of the other, you know, major platforms.
So, okay. And on Amazon, they want to search under your full name, Timothy P. Brown.
Timothy P. Brown, or look for, you know, one of my book titles, like How Football Became Football. you'll, if you search for that, you'll, it'll pop up. That's the first thing that shows up.
And I can highly recommend, you know, the books too, because they are some great pieces of work, and you learn a lot from them as a person interested in football history. So I recommend those. So Tim Brown, thank you very much from footballarchaeology.com, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
Very good, sir. Look forward to it. Thanks.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.